If a quick commerce app can deliver lemons to your house in just 10 minutes, why should you wait till the next day for stocks to get delivered to your Demat account? So the Blinkit moment for Indian stock investors is here. Markets regulator SEBI has begun a historic experiment to test whether same-day delivery or T+O settlement is possible or not. Remember that long settlement cycles can give birth to frauds like the 1992 Harshad Mehta scam, when settlement used to take as long as 2 weeks. Since then, the cycles have been becoming shorter and shorter, but are yet to be in real time. The beta version of T+O cycle, which started from last week, is optional and runs parallel to the existing T+1 cycle. Under the current settlement regime, you pay the money today, but the stock reaches your account the next day. And if you're selling your stock today, the fund will reach your bank account the next day. Is India behind the rest of the world in this case? No, not at all. In fact, we are faster than Wall Street, which is still living in the T+2 mode, which India left behind last year. China is one major market with same-day settlement. In today's episode of the Morning Brief podcast, we will take a deep dive into the T+O settlement issue. Should we take pride in attempting the world's fastest delivery? Or are we moving a little too fast? Why are FPIs not liking it? And how retail traders will benefit? It's Thursday, the 4th of April. I'm Nikhil Agarwal, your debutant host from the Economic Times, and this is the Morning Brief. Let's start with the history of settlement cycles. In India, before 1992, the cycle was as long as T+14. This meant that you had to wait for more than 2 weeks as there were holidays in between. After the 1992 scam, this was reduced to T+7. Then in December 2001, it fell further to T+5 days. In April 2002, it was T+3. And in April 2003, we switched to T+2. Before migrating fully to T+1 in January 2023. So what happens in T+1? In the T+1 model, sellers can only access 80% of their funds on the sell day while waiting until the next day to receive the remaining 20%. So T+0 gives you 100% money the same day, while instant could end up reducing the gap to just an hour or so. So from 2 weeks to just an hour. SEBI chairperson Madhavi Puri Bush had recently compared this journey to peeling of onions.
It makes everybody cry in the process. But by the time you are done peeling layer after layer after layer of the onion, you suddenly realize that there's no problem left. So when India became the first large market in the world to move to T+1 settlement, and just 2 days ago, when we went live with optional T+0 settlement, the process felt pretty much the same. Lots of onion peeling happened to make for a global first.
Here's ET's Associate Editor Sugata Ghosh.
The journey from a fortnightly settlement in the 90s to a same-day settlement now, I would say, is largely a function of technology. First, the technology in the marketplace. You have robust systems which can handle large volumes, rapid algo trades, and the increase in number of players. And on the other hand, you have the banking system, which for a long time, we were constrained because money couldn't move faster in the banking system. Now that changed dramatically in the last 10 years. And if you remember when Mr. Vajpayee was the SEBI chief, he proposed the idea of T+1. But of course, at that point, the banking system wasn't geared to do that. But now we have that. We have the software, the right systems in the stock market, the clearing houses, the settlement guarantee funds, all other checks and balances. And we have a banking system where money can move instantaneously. So that has made a lot of difference.
Here's more from Sugato.
Nobody really expected T+1 to succeed, but it has. and it has done well. So SEBI understandably is emboldened by the success of T plus one and it wants to roll out T plus zero. So that is understandable. As far as the users are concerned, the investors are concerned, a practical and I would say a little benevolent explanation would be that if a large part of your savings is tied in stock markets and in Demat accounts, and you need money for any contingency or something. I mean, this is one of the ideas SEBI, in fact, mooted with the custodians when they were opposing the shorter settlement cycle on behalf of the FPIs. Now, if you need the money immediately, well, you will get it in the same day. And the third, the more unsaid reason is that SEBI wants to showcase this as one of the achievements. The particularly for the last few years has not been great for SEBI. It has come under attack for different reasons. So it's a success which needs to be showcased. And we can always flaunt that we are the first country to do this.
The same-day delivery mechanism reduces the waiting period and cuts risk of defaults by the other party. You need lesser working capital as well and can also roll funds quicker from one stock to another. Brokers and other market intermediaries gain because as the numbers of trade increases, the revenues also go up. Veteran investment banker Sunil Sanghai of Nova One Capital compares the growth of settlement cycles to the banking payment system.
Look at what happens in the payment situation. We used to have completely physical payment. From there, we had part of RTGS. Then from RTGS, NEFT. From NEFT to UPI. Now the payment is completely, even if you say, look, a check, you'll start thinking as to why are you issuing check? Why are you not direct transfer, right? So we moved and the system has accepted that.
SEBI has an ambitious goal to make India the first one to eventually shift to instant and real-time settlement. Just like how Indian villagers can pay instantly using UPI on their phones, while Americans have to carry plastic cards. Sunil, do you think in the next 2 to 3 years we can move to instant settlement?
No, Nikhil, I think that is the intention of the regulator. My sense is that T plus zero is a precursor to instant. Eventually, we are going to move to instant and we'll probably be the first one in the world to implement that. And I hope we are. And when UPI was implemented, everybody doubted. Look at what happened to UPI, how the payment is completely changed. Similarly, instant settlement will happen in India. And I think the T plus zero is a precursor.
SEBI believes that instant settlement will make Indian equities superior in all ways to emerging claimants of alternative asset classes like cryptocurrency.
If our well-regulated market cannot compete with the crypto world and cannot say, we also offer you tokenization and instantaneous settlement, over the medium term, I won't even say long term, you should expect investors to move to a space where they are now, as I said, everybody wants instant everything.
For now, let's understand from Nilesh Sharma of Samco Securities how the T plus O system works at present.
So let's say, for example, you are trading in the normal equity markets and you want to trade in T plus one market, which is the current market, you can trade. But let's say, for example, you want to take the benefit of T plus zero market. There's a separate window where you can trade. The trading timings are 9:15 to 1:30. And in that, if you've sold the shares, you will get the money on the same day. If you have bought the shares, you'll get the shares on the same day, which was currently happening on the next. So it's not like the existing system is going to end. It's just an added beneficial option which the traders and investors have, which they can take the benefit of. To give you an example, while boarding a flight, okay, you had the traditional method of going at the counter and doing the check-in. Or you can do a web check-in and then you can go instantly directly to your flight without going through the boarding process. This is a similar mechanism.
Nilesh, can you explain a little more?
What was happening even in the T plus one model? Let's say if you've sold some shares, if you want the benefit of the shares for trading, so 20% was kept as margin and 80% you can invest in new shares. You cannot take the payout, you cannot take the money out, but you can invest in the new shares in the same day. So majority, I believe the number quoted is 94% in June 23 by SEBI. When 94% of trades below 1 lakh were, the delivery was given on the same day itself. So it just added, earlier you were giving the funds and the security on the same day, but the receipt was happening on the next day. With this, both the things will happen on the same day. That is where the markets are heading.
The initial response to the special T plus O window has been lukewarm. Why? Because traders do not want to deal with two settlement cycles at the same time. So on day one, BSE saw only 90 trades and NSE 46 trades under the new mechanism. That's like a minuscule chunk of the usual trading volumes.
So what I've seen in the market is a lot many people were not aware that there's a separate window for this. So that awareness needs to be put out that, okay, if you want the delivery in the, on the same day, there's a separate window. You cannot buy in the normal window. That was one thing. So there were not many transactions. I think once, and I've seen not many brokers have moved on to that. I've started providing that optional because it is optional today. They're still contemplating that they're still back office and everything is still getting aligned. Obviously, with the change in financially, a lot many changes at the operational level needs to be done at the broker level because we need to move the whole positions to the new year. So I don't think there's much volume, but obviously I think the volume will pick up once there is, the people will realize. So as I was saying earlier, it's an added option. Okay, it's not a competition for the traders also. Even for you, you can keep continuing trading the way you are. But let's say for some reason you want to get the deliveries earlier, you can opt to buy in the T plus zero window.
But it's not exactly a win-win situation for all. For instance, FPIs have a problem. The Asia Securities Industry and Financial Markets Association, which is a lobby group for overseas investors, has told SEBI that instant settlement will mean pre-funding for FPIs as they will need to exchange in advance their home currency for Indian rupees. This at a time when the settlement amount for an India equities transaction has not even been determined.
Well, it would mean that you bring the money, you keep the cash ready, so that when the order is put through, you can immediately draw down. Unless an FPI decides to relocate to India. Now, that is possible only if FPI set up bases in, say, GIFT City, where you have the tax advantage. If an FPI sets up an office in Bombay and starts trading, it will be heavily taxed. It will be considered as a permanent establishment, and you will get into a lot of taxation problems. So if FPI is over a period of time, start relocating. So far, none have. But if over a period of time, they start relocating to, say, GIFT City, which is in the same time zone, and start putting in their trades. But even then, the market has to be slightly prepaid because a lot of money has to be brought before the trades are executed so that you are ready with the cash when the trades are put through. Because the deadlines will shrink for a broker, for the clearing house, for the stock exchange, everything will be squeezed so that the trade can be completed and the money and the securities can be delivered the same day.
In fact, FPIs had a problem even earlier with T plus one settlement.
There was a resistance when the migration happened from T plus two to T plus one. There were repeated representations by the FPI lobbies that, look, you are unsettling stuff. This is not how things happen. We don't want to make it a prepaid market. We have to keep money idle. That impacts our returns, our efficiencies. But SEBI was firm that it wanted T plus one, and it happened. And there was a success because India was growing. The numbers, the macro numbers were good. So it was not possible for many foreign portfolio managers to kind of move away. So despite, right, we have seen a lot of changes, first the T plus one, and secondly, the FPIs were asked to give a lot of details. Of course, that's a supervisory element to this entire thing. But despite all these demanding conditions being put, they have put money. They are trading. So I'm sure T plus zero would mean, I mean, they have realized by now that SEBI is very firm in pushing through T plus zero. So they will try to, they will kind of wait and watch and see how the system develops. I'm sure they will put in a few trades in the coming months to see whether the brokers are in a position to handle the trades, whether the system is functioning, and then slowly they will step up the volume.
That's a fair point. Now listen to what Sunil has to say on this.
So right now, of course, this is optional. But as we move along, see, even for FIIs, they all have an understanding with their custodian. Okay, they have an account with the custodian, they have an understanding with the custodian. It's not like they're to transfer the entire money. Some of the custodians, actually, they give them the line of credit because they are all backed by the commercial banks. Going forward, I'm sure they would find a way in which there will be an understanding with their custodian and they will be able to find a solution to that. I don't see this as a big issue, a big challenge. In fact, it is much better for them to really have something like this where the risk of settlement is minimized. In any case, they bring in money. Generally, they bring in money in Monday in advance.
Meanwhile, the community of intraday traders is anxious as real-time settlement may change the world for them.
We are not very sure what the regulations are going to be. Till the time there is alternate window, obviously in the current window, you can do intraday trading. There's no harm. At least for the next 2 years, intraday traders are can trade in the market. This is short sellers, obviously. Once it is clarified how it is going to move, if it's going to move fully, then how are they going to allow or they're not going to allow? Or is there going to be a separate window for intraday traders? We'll have to see. Otherwise, maybe intraday trading can get affected if it's implemented from optional to compulsory, which is there, right?
But what would be the impact on brokers and other market intermediaries? Nilesh tells us again.
For us as a broker, I don't think there would be a lot many issues because, see, we are just an intermediary, right? We have to collect the fund from the CC. The CC gives on T plus one, we give to the customer on T plus one. If the CC is going to give us the money on T day itself, we can automatically transfer to the customers. Instant will not mean instant like UPI. I believe the instant will mean like NEFT, where it takes like, you know, anywhere between 15 minutes to 1 hour, 2 hours for the shares to get transferred and the money to get transferred. But obviously, I believe there would be a lot of load on the CCs and exchanges side also. Because now what is going to happen is every trade that is being put, every share sold will be confirmed with the CC if the shares are available with them, if the shares are available with the depository or no. So all those checking and verification can lead to a little bit more stress on the systems. But what we have seen is because it's they are not doing it at one go, I believe those issues would be streamlined by the end once we move to the full settlement option.
This could be a matter of sheer pride for India, but as with other things, execution is the holy grail. We don't want FPIs to feel left out just due to time zone differences, since India is already ahead of the US and Europe by half a day or more. SEBI's push to shorter cycles is aimed at pleasing retail investors, but in the process, India can't afford to ignore the dollar money, for which pre-funding is a big issue. The Hong Kong model, where a broker in the middle handles pre-funding requirements and is able to offer extended settlement on buys, can be a good example for SEBI to make it easier for FPIs to keep investing in India. Thank you, Sunil, Nilesh and Sugato, for your wonderful insights. This episode was produced by Vinay Joshi and Surohini Jain, sound editor Indranil Bhattacharji, executive producers Anirban Chaudhary and Arijit Barman. Special thanks to Kiran Chomvanshi. The Morning Brief drops every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Do tune in to ET Play for all audio content, including The Morning Brief. You can listen to our podcasts on all major podcast streaming platforms. Thank you for listening and have a great day ahead. All external sound clips used in this episode belong to the respective owners. Credits are mentioned in the description.